Educate client on income tax returns and filings. A financial counselor may need to educate the client about income tax returns and filings. A tax return includes taxpayer financial information related to income, deductions, credits, and tax calculations from a single calendar year reported to the IRS on a standard form, typically Form 1040. The counselor must be clear that they are not a tax professional and must let the client know that filing is almost never optional, but that being informed about the process can be empowering. The counselor may be able to begin by reviewing previous year's tax returns together as a starting point. Note the client's filing status, which is defined as a category on a tax return that defines the taxpayer's marital situation and affects the calculation of their tax liability and eligibility for certain credits, includes single, married filing jointly, married filing separately, head of household, and qualifying surviving spouse. Previously, did the client file single, married filing jointly, married filing separately, head of household, or qualifying surviving spouse? Talk about any life changes that might affect how they file this year. Here are definitions of the filing status options. Single, not married. No dependent children or relatives. Married filing jointly. Must be legally married on the last day of the year, December 31. Married filing separately. Must be legally married on the last day of the year, December 31. Head of household, not married. Supports at least one qualifying dependent. Qualifying surviving spouse. Spouse died within the two previous tax years and filer has not remarried. Supports at least one qualifying child. In the year of death, the surviving spouse files as married filing jointly or married filing separately. As the counselor uses the previous returns as teaching tools, they may identify both what the client understands and where knowledge gaps exist. Ask them to explain why certain forms appear in their returns, such as W-2 forms for employment income or 1099 forms for contract work. Remind them that all income needs to be reported, even if they do not receive a tax form for it, including side jobs, gig economy work, investment income, cash tips, and unemployment. Also, it is important to discuss exclusions, defined as specific types of income or items that are not subject to taxation. Some types of income are excluded from taxation entirely, such as gifts, inheritances, or certain types of insurance proceeds. Make sure the client is aware of these exclusions so they do not accidentally overreport their income. For instance, if they received a gift or an inheritance, that income typically does not need to be reported as taxable income. Knowing which types of income are excluded can help the client avoid unnecessary tax obligations. Have them walk through their deduction choices to gauge their comprehension of which deduction method benefited them. If the counselor notices potential gaps in the client's understanding that might benefit from professional tax guidance, help them recognize when consulting a tax professional would be appropriate. Then move on to types of tax forms. Educate client on interpreting tax return documents. If a counselor has used past year's filings as instructional tools with their client, they are likely familiar with IRS Form 1040. Exhibit 2-25 shows the standard tax form with six key sections that financial counselors can help clients understand. 1. Personal information. 2. Filing status. 3. Income. 4. Taxable income. 5. Tax and credit. And 6. Refund or liability. Clarify understanding about personal information and filing status the client may have. Look at the section labeled 3 where clients enter their income. From this amount, they subtract above-the-line deductions, defined as a type of deduction that can be claimed whether taxpayer itemizes deductions or not. These above-the-line deductions include student loan interest, educator expenses, self-employed health insurance premiums, and retirement account contributions. The resulting figure is the adjusted gross income, AGI, shown on line 11 of Form 1040. Look at Section 4 and educate the client that taxpayers must decide between taking a standard deduction or itemizing deductions on line 12. Standard deduction. A fixed dollar amount that reduces taxable income available to most taxpayers who do not itemize deductions on their tax return. Itemized deduction. Specific eligible expenses that taxpayers can report individually on their tax return to lower taxable income. Taxable income is defined as the portion of income that is subject to taxation after deductions and exemptions are applied. Taxable income is calculated by subtracting either the standard deduction or itemized deductions from AGI, represents the income subject to tax, and is the final number used to calculate tax liability. As shown in Section 5, the tax is calculated based on the taxable income. Then tax credits are applied, defined as dollar-for-dollar reduction on the tax an individual or business owes, Unlike deductions, which reduce income subject to tax, credits directly reduce the tax owed and can be either refundable, potentially providing a refund, or non-refundable, reducing tax to zero. A tax refund is defined as a repayment issued by the government when a taxpayer has paid more in taxes throughout the year than they owe. Finally, refer to the area labeled 6 to discuss taxpayer liability and repayment. Tax liability is defined as the total amount of tax owed to the government. The effective tax rate is defined as the actual percentage of income paid in taxes after accounting for all deductions and credits. It is calculated by dividing the total tax liability by taxable income. For example, if a client has $50,000 in taxable income and owes $5,000 in taxes, their effective tax rate would be $5,000 divided by $50,000 equals 0.10 or 10%. This rate is typically lower than their marginal tax rate and provides a more accurate picture of their tax burden. Exhibit 2-25, Form 1040 page. Educate the client on types of tax forms. As a financial counselor helps clients with tax management, they can educate them about organizing tax-related paperwork as a beneficial step in preparing for a smooth tax filing process. Encouraging clients to create a dedicated tax folder where they gather all necessary documentation well before the filing deadline, perhaps throughout the calendar year, can be helpful. By systematically organizing these documents ahead of time, clients can reduce stress, avoid last-minute searches, ensure accurate filing, and maximize potential deductions and credits. Exhibit 2-26 provides a list of documents to gather. Exhibit 2-26, Preparing Documents for Tax Filing. Federal tax forms are defined as official IRS documents used by individuals and businesses to report financial activity to the federal government for tax calculation purposes. Exhibit 2-27 lists federal tax forms, their purpose when each is received, and whether it needs to be submitted to the IRS. Use it as a reference. Exhibit 2-27, Federal Tax Forms. Working as a financial counselor with self-employed clients requires special consideration regarding their tax situation. Self-employment income involves more complex tax reporting than W-2 employment, including quarterly estimated tax payments, self-employment taxes that cover both employer and employee portions of Social Security and Medicare, and detailed record-keeping for business income and expenses. Self-employed individuals must also navigate business deductions, home office considerations, and retirement plan options that differ significantly from traditional employees. Financial counselors interested in specializing in self-employment tax matters should seek additional training beyond basic tax concepts, as this area involves nuanced regulations that change frequently. While counselors can provide general guidance on record keeping and tax planning principles, they should recognize when to refer clients to qualified tax professionals for specialized assistance. Itemizing versus standard deduction. A standard deduction is a flat amount that reduces taxable income. The amount, which increases annually with inflation, varies based on filing status. A standard deduction requires no receipts or documentation and is a simple option for many taxpayers. Itemized deductions are qualifying expenses, like mortgage interest, state and local taxes up to $10,000, medical expenses up to 7.5% of AGI, and charitable donations. These require receipts and documentation. If the taxpayer has a significant number of qualifying deductions, they should calculate their total itemized deductions to see if they provide a greater tax benefit than the standard deduction. This typically happens with large mortgage interest, high medical costs, or substantial charitable giving. Most taxpayers take the standard deduction. Life events may favor itemizing deductions for some years. Talk to the client about things that have happened recently in their lives, such as buying a new home with a mortgage, living in high property/income tax states, major medical expenses, substantial charitable giving, certain disaster losses. Remember that tax laws change periodically, so reviewing situations annually and seeking advice from a tax professional is always recommended. Strategies to maximize future deductions and credits. There is a key difference between tax credits and tax deductions. Tax credits reduce the actual tax bill dollar for dollar. A $1,000 tax credit saves the taxpayer $1,000 regardless of their tax bracket. Tax deductions reduce taxable income. If the taxpayer is in the 22% tax bracket, a $1,000 deduction saves them $220. There are refundable and non-refundable tax credits. Refundable tax credits have these characteristics, can result in a refund even if tax liability is reduced to zero. any remaining credit amount is paid as a refund. Examples include earned income tax credit, EITC, additional child tax credit, premium tax credit. Earned income tax credit, EITC, a federal tax credit for low to moderate income workers with qualifying children, designed to reduce tax liability and potentially increase refunds. The EITC is one of the most significant anti-poverty programs in the U.S. tax code, helping millions of working families each year. It is a refundable credit for low to moderate income workers, and the amount is based on filing status, number of qualifying children, and income level. It is designed to offset payroll taxes and provide incentives to work. Individuals must file a tax return to claim, even if they are not otherwise required to file. Premium tax credit. A federal tax credit that lowers the cost of health insurance premiums for eligible individuals and families purchasing coverage through the health insurance marketplace. Non-refundable tax credits have these characteristics, can reduce tax liability to zero, but no further. Any remaining credit amount is lost, not refunded. Examples include child and dependent care credit, adoption credit, lifetime learning credit, child and dependent care credit. A tax credit that may be claimed by individuals who pay for the care of a qualifying child or other dependent if that care gives the individual the freedom to work, seek work, or attend school full-time. Dependent, an individual who relies on another person financially and may qualify the supporter for tax deductions or benefits. Lifetime learning credit, a U.S. tax credit that allows eligible taxpayers to claim an annual credit for post-secondary tuition and related expenses, with no limit on the number of years it can be claimed. Premium tax credit. Premium tax credit is defined as a federal tax credit that lowers the cost of health insurance premiums for eligible individuals and families purchasing coverage through the health insurance marketplace. Premium tax credits help eligible individuals and families afford health insurance purchased through the health insurance marketplace. The credit amount varies based on household income, family size, and local insurance costs. One can choose to have the credit applied directly to their monthly premium payments, reducing what they pay out of pocket each month, or they can pay the full premium and claim the entire credit when filing their tax return. Eligibility is generally limited to those with incomes between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty level who do not have access to affordable employer-sponsored coverage. Since credit amounts and eligibility requirements can change annually, refer clients to the marketplace or a tax professional for current information about their specific situation. Implications of changes to tax regulations. Tax regulations can change from year to year. It is important for a financial counselor to always educate the client to seek a qualified tax professional when needing specific tax advice. While they can provide general guidance, tax situations often have nuances that may require specialized expertise. Encourage the client to follow the IRS directly by subscribing to their email updates and regularly checking for new publications and tax law changes. Suggest that it may be beneficial for the client to consult with a tax professional annually, as even a brief check-in can alert them to relevant changes for different situations. Ask the client if they want help setting calendar reminders and reviewing potential tax planning opportunities quarterly rather than just at year-end. Suggest the client look for and attend a free tax update seminar offered through a local library or community center. Financial counselors must stay informed about major changes while reassuring clients that tax law does not change dramatically on an annual basis. The key is helping the client establish a regular system rather than trying to catch up all at once during tax season.